It's 28 to 8 on RM Breakfast, and that means it's time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning to you, Fran.
It was much ado about nothing yesterday. Today it's little ado about nil all.
A beautiful way of putting it, Fran, because it was a very disappointing result for Melbourne Victory in the Asian Champions League last night. A goalless draw with Beijing Guoan at the Docklands Stadium. That result means all hope of Victory making the final 16 of this competition is now gone. They needed a big win. A disappointing end to a great season for Melbourne because they lost the grand final in the A-League, and then, of course, now they're out of the Asian Champions League. A heavy burden thus falls on Adelaide United to carry the Australian flag in this competition, but that's something to which the Reds have become accustomed. And as we said yesterday, they're now focusing on their next game with the hope of securing a home sudden-death final, and their de facto coach, Aurelio Vidmar, believes they're more than capable of that against Shandong Luneng on April the 27th, that game in Adelaide. In rugby league, we had a couple of suspensions out of the judiciary last night. Manly Warringah is Brent Kite. He won't be flying anywhere, let alone on the big kite to Melbourne this weekend. He was found guilty of a Grade 1 careless tackle, and St George's Michael Wayman was also suspended for a week for a Grade 1 striking charge. And there are reports this morning that Canterbury Bankstown may be about to secure the services of the former Australian swimming coach Alan Thompson. Now, he played for the Berries as a young man, and yesterday he was formally cleared of any wrongdoing while the national swimming coach, an inquiry into an incident that allegedly occurred at a conference, finding that he had no case to answer. He might just be a bit disillusioned with swimming at the moment, Alan Thompson. In Australian football, St Kilda captain Nick Riewoldt has vowed to be back before the end of the 2010 season. Fran, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, what do you think? Is he being a bit over-optimistic about the pace of his recovery? I know, you know, this is a real blow for St Kilda, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's a blow for St Kilda, surely, because they were hoping to go one better than losing the grand final last year, and he is their totem, really. It's a very serious injury. It's a rare version of a torn hamstring, with damage having been done to the tendon, and that's had to be operated on this week. It's interesting that while he's vowing to be back before the end of the season, the St Kilda medical staff aren't putting any definite date on it at all. They're just waiting and seeing. Obviously, St Kilda would love to have him available if they make the final eight this year, which they're more than capable of doing even without him. Moving on to rugby football, it seems Matty Giddo will be back in the number 10 jumper for the ACT this weekend. He's been playing at inside centre so far this year, but injuries have rocked the Brumbies' back line, with Matt Tamua now gone for about a month. Tomorrow's game against the Hurricanes in Canberra is a pretty important one for the sixth place Brumbies, and they'll be hoping that Giddo can get back to his best form in that number 10 jumper. Queensland, the Reds, they've got a pretty important game this weekend too against the Bulls from South Africa, but they're at least blessed with a couple of permanent good performing halves, Will Genia and Quade Cooper, and they've even won praise from Eddie Jones, and everyone would know how hard that can be. In cricket, Bangalore has given Kevin Peterson a win over his great rival Shane Warne. That's in the IPL. Peterson scored 62 off 29 balls as Bangalore beat the Rajasthan Royals by 5 wickets. Warney's figures, 1 for 28 from his 4 overs. And in other cricket news here and there, Wisden Cricketers Almanac, the lovely little yellow Bible of the game, has named Michael Clarke as one of its 5 Cricketers of the Year. And poor old Brett Lee, his manager Neil Maxwell has confirmed that the fast bowler's return to international cricket may be delayed by yet another injury. Lee has a broken thumb on his bowling hand at the moment. In boxing, Danny Green has retained his world IBO cruiserweight title. He knocked out the Puerto Rican Manish Yarka in the third round of the Stoush in Perth last night. And finally in golf, an interesting story. When the tabloids are carrying news of his impending divorce, the United States Golf Association has confirmed it's received an entry form from one Tiger Woods for the US Open to be played at Pebble Beach in June. More sport tomorrow, Fran.
He'll keep playing. He's just got to wrangle his temper from the looks of the stories on the news last night. Thanks very much, Warwick. It's 24 to 8 on RM Breakfast.